and welcome to the Rose Pricks podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor. You might know me from my other podcast, For Crying Out Loud, that I do with Lynette Carolla. And with me, this is the podcast where we say a lot of funny shit about finding Prince Charming. That's what we're doing right now. And with me is the most talented, most handsome, most charming host. He's also the host of the Smother Brother podcast. I said that right,
it was close.
Right?
It was close. Big Brother Smother.
Big Brother Smother.
It's over for the summer anyway. You could just throw Watch What Crappens.
Okay, and watch and my favorite podcast, my must listen Watch What Crappens that he does with Ben. Hi, Ronnie. Ronnie Karam.
Hello there, Stefani.
I fucked up the intro. I'm sorry, Ronnie.
There's no fucking Stephanie.
I'm not the best at intros, but you know what? I make up for it.
Darling, like the queens are learning on this show, it's way better to fuck up than fuck down. That's why they all left filming mad.
Oh, what a great episode this was.
This was such a good episode. Thank you, everybody.
It was surprising. It had a twist.
Yes, it sure did.
It was like the sixth sense of Finding Prince Charming episodes.
I was really worried it was not going to be a lucky day. I was really worried it was going to be my little Robbie, my little golden, I almost called him Golden Boy, but that really didn't seem, it didn't seem anatomically correct. I don't know, whatever you'd call him, my little prince, my little baby prince.
Ooh, how lucky am I?
How lucky are we? I was worried, but, you know, it turned out that I am lucky. I'm very lucky.
You are lucky. You are, but he doesn't have long to stay.
I know. Yeah, he's not long for this world.
He's on borrowed time.
Poor thing. But before we get too into it, I just want to say thank you guys for all your iTunes reviews. Thank you for being premium subscribers. Yeah. We do bonus episodes now for this show and have our full archives available over at rosepricks.com for premium subscribers. So thank you guys for doing that. And also, if you want to know when these episodes are released, today's bonus episode was Roberto possibly suing people, sitting on a terrible couch in some porn article. And what else was that? Oh, Jaden Tanner.
Oh, lots of Jaden Tanner.
So go listen to that over at rosepricks.com. If you want to find out when these episodes are released, follow us on the Instagram or the Twitter at Rosepricks. The dog agrees. At Rosepricks Pod, because every time we release, we throw them up there. Also on Facebook.com. Just look over Facebook.com. On your Facebooks, kids, just look us up. Rose Pricks Pod. We're there. Okay. Get into it now. I'm done with my shilling.
No, I like that. I like that you took care of our business. Yes, I have a macro note, which is that I like the fact... The thing that sets this show apart from all the other stupid, you know, Bachelor, Bachelorette, and I say stupid with love, the thing that sets it apart that I just think is funny is that Roberto he just goes on dates with people and goes, yeah, I'm not feeling any chemistry. I'm just friends with this guy.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay. On all the other ones, they force them to pretend like it's possible.
Yeah.
We'll get into it more, but it just makes me laugh when he's like, yeah, friend zone.
I think if they let him be totally honest, this show would have been one episode. He'd have been like, I will fuck three of you, actually at one time, bring a 20, meet you in the pool. The end. It's like credits.
Yes.
It's much more difficult to pull off a gay bachelor show. And I don't know if that was a pun intended or not. We just looked at a lot of Roberto quotes in the bonus, quotes. Well, a lot of Roberto dick pics in the bonus episode, so.
Yes.
It was probably intended. So previously, Dylan was crazy, and Danique's forehead was ahead of its time, you guys.
I know.
Like, way, way ahead. It was like a mile above his time, you guys.
Yeah. It entered the room about 5 minutes before.
Oh, throw shit on the way out. Poor thing. Love ya. Okay, woo! What a night! Woo! That's how it opens. Yeah. I know it's going to be a good episode when it opens with Robbie with his semi-unevenly applied base walking into the room going, woo, queens!
Well, because they don't have Jason there anymore to do their makeup. Jason the makeup, the New York makeup artist. You He's too busy being at home slamming everybody on Twitter.
This Robbie kid looks like he just ran through the sprinklers. His base is all over the place. He's either got some weird skin disease that he's hiding, or he just ran through the sprinklers in his base.
He makes me laugh. And but in such a, like, nobody's going to take you seriously. I can't quite picture somebody dating him. He just seems so young.
He looks like Dexter, which is weird, because first Dexter played the super gay guy on that Funeral Home show.
Oh, my favorite show,
Six Feet Under. And I was like, he's going to be a serial killer, not going to buy it. And now I only know him as Dexter, you know?
Right.
And so this guy's like Dexter, but mixed with the original character, and it's kind of freaking me out. He's like a Just Jack version of Dexter. You know, Just Jack from Will and Grace?
Yes, of course.
He's so cute. I mean, look, I think, hummingbirds get fucked because they keep having hummingbirds. Like, there's hummingbirds everywhere, so they're fucking. Like, those little chihuahuas get fucked. Like, I don't know. We don't have to want to do it, but I'm sure he's so cute. He's like a beautiful boy.
That's very true.
As long as he's not one of those who, like, tells you jokes and stuff in bed, because no one's going to keep a boner when you're going, like, whoa! Like, no one's going to keep a... I mean, I see what you mean, but he's very, like, cute.
While he's blowing you, he's like, how lucky am I?
How lucky am I? I feel like he's one of those guys who is, like, really theatrical when they give a blowjob and keep, like, trying to look in your eyes to, like, see how you're responding. Ugh. Stop looking me in the eye. Let me just enjoy feeling the shame of this blowjob, please. Avert your eyes. Okay, so this house is so ghetto. It looks like it was made with $5. I think I wrote this ghetto ass house 20 times during this episode.
Well, it's true.
So the next morning.
Well, is this still the same night when they're they're all wondering, they're all talking about how Paul, Paul got, what's happening with Paul in the bedroom? Paul in the bedroom.
Robbie said, why didn't you tell me you were smooching with Robert? Paul, you have a confession to make? And Paul goes, I just kissed the guy that you're all into, and I'm so excited, but I have to keep it close to my chest. Frown, smile, squint, squint, smile, frown, smile.
Okay, so this whole time I'm watching Paul, I was like, why is he so pale and he owns a tanning business? Is this like the cobbler's child has no shoes? It's weird, right?
Maybe it's just an investment.
Shouldn't he be doing some kind of advertising for it by using the product?
Well, maybe he's so white that, like, he got a spray tan the week before he came in so he didn't look too orange. But then he's so white, it just immediately got sucked into his skin, and now he's, like, turning white again. Because I feel like he wasn't this white when it started. I mean, maybe we're just seeing his soul seep out through his pores.
Well, he looks unhealthy is all I'm saying.
Oh, Paul. Well, he looks very white.
Yes.
I don't know if that's unhealthy or not, because, you know, vampires can live a long time.
That's true. All right, so then they all feel like they need to give Dylan some space, which is weird. Like, is he going to hurt somebody?
Yeah, why is everybody being so dramatic about Dylan? I mean, he did just yell at the star of the show for no reason about somebody else, but still.
Right. And then they all pour one out for Danique.
Yeah, they're like, yes, queen! Danique the freak! It's like, oh, that's not nice.
So then Roberto
shouldn't
comes
say
over.
That to people with giant foreheads. Like, it's not nice.
Right. I know. That's not nice.
I'm with you. Like, I'm just still stinging from the Danique rebuke. Yeah. Don't call him freak.
He's not like the guy from Mask. He just has a slightly bigger than normal forehead. Everybody relax.
He's like, Danique, I wish that would be my mother if I was that kid.
He's like, they're like, he's like, I can feel blue. That was maybe a mangled reference from Mask.
Wow.
I'm trying to be like you and Ben.
That is really good. Mask reference? I don't think that's ever happened. And for you kids out there, that's not the ever so popular Jim Carrey film,
The Mask. It's really not.
Okay. This is just Mask.
Okay.
So, ghetto ass house. Okay, so okay. Dylan makes me crazy. I don't know why he makes me crazy, because normally I love a crazy queen who's yelling and screaming for no reason and trying to throw everybody under the bus. Normally I'd be behind it, but I realize what it is. He's a pouter. He talks in a pout, like, meh. And then he's in the kitchen with a trucker-ish hat with a big, terrible smiley face on it.
Ugh. Yes.
I hate smiley faces on sad people. And he's pouting. He's like, eh. And Eric is not the lesbian. He's the dead-eyed bleach teeth bleach guy. He's the
hairdresser. Yeah. Yes.
He's like, exactly. Are you still processing last night? I mean, and he's like, yeah, it's like really hard. Like, it's just like really hard to get over last night. I was like, you were the drama last night.
Yeah.
And then Eric is trying to get with him, you know. He's like, well, I know it was hard. It must have been really hard. Did somebody grab their dick and, like, try and rape you in a pool room? Okay, no? Then you'll be okay. Last night was okay. Okay? Don't be a victim with me.
Yeah. So. But then Dylan's like, I think because at this point, Roberto's walked in, right? And Dylan's like, I want to go talk to him. Which is no. That's the opposite of what you should do.
I don't know how to handle this right now without there being any forceful conversation. Like, you are terrifying. You're a terrifying human being, Dylan.
Yes.
Pout with a knife.
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of those people who like pout and stab somebody with a butter knife. He's terrible.
Yes. Yes. Which I just kept thinking like that he was going to be the one getting kicked off. But no, we're in for a surprise.
Yeah. So Robert, the least exciting entrance ever, he's like, hello, I have brought breakfast. Like, wow, way to rouse the troops, buddy.
Oh, that was the best.
He's like, I love a man who tackles the day. Okay. He's like so low energy, this guy.
He's the worst.
He is. I think he walked in with like Trader Joe's bags. He's like, I've got some off-brand Rice Krispies downstairs. And they're like, ugh. I have to wake up.
And it's kind of crazy, too, that he's going to make all of these workout guys eat. Like, what? You know? I was just picturing a bunch of, like, anorexics sitting there going, oh, no bacon for me. I can't have any carbs. Like, what are these assholes going to eat?
I know. When Dylan ended up being the one to make the bacon, he's like, who made the bacon? And he's like, I did, pout. And he's like, oh, good for you. It's delicious. I was like, that could have gone either way in this house. Like,
yeah.
Get out. You made the bacon? Get out of my house. So he goes to wake up all the little boys. And Robbie, of course, is like, mortified. Then Robert is like, I go to bed early and I get up early. I'm like, what are you, hoe in the morning? He like turn tricks when everybody else leaves the block. Robert shows up at like 8 a.m. He's like, okay, ready to turn the tricks. Bring me a delivery man.
Oh my God. And then he's got, they're going to make like a huge meal at whatever time it is. If they're all still in bed and they're on a TV show, let's just say, it's probably like, what, 8 a.m.? Because they want to start shooting early, I'm assuming.
Like Robert.
Yeah. So they have like just tons of food that they're expected to cook. It was so ridiculous.
It was so dumb. It was like bacon and crackers. Like, who are you guys fooling? Nobody. He's like, oh, thank you for cooking for me. I will eat this strawberry very, very slowly. Like, you ain't even eating. And then that was the most boring breakfast ever because nothing was shown from it. They all sit around the table. They're like, oh my God, breakfast. The girl queen breakfast. Girl egg. What bacon? What? And that was it. like the end. And then they all carried their own plates into the kitchen. I was like, this show is fucking fascinating.
Yep. I literally have no notes from the whole breakfast.
Nothing happened. They didn't even show anything. Except Dylan was like, can I have a forceful conversation with you?
But then he doesn't, right?
Yeah, he does. He's like, I just wanted to forcefully say, I'm really sorry because like yesterday, whatever I said or however I said it, I want you to know that I'm not that person. And pout. And Robert was like, oh yes, listen, Dylan, we all make a mistake. We are all human beings. Okay? We are all... He starts going on this thing. He's like, but I forgive you. All I could think of is you are wearing acid-washed dad jeans pulled up way above your muffin top with a horizontal shirt, horizontally striped shirt tucked in.
Also, though, it was such a... No. To go with that, it was such a dad moment. He's just chastising him. It was not anything like you see on a dating show. He was like, well, you cannot speak to... You can't be so aggressive. You have to keep cool. Okay. And then he gives him grabs his chin, like between his thumb and his forefinger.
Yes, a chin pinch.
Like, yeah, he gives him a chin pinch. Okay, son.
Yes.
Go play.
Did you notice he did that a few times? Like, that's his thing. He's like, okay. And he gives like a chin pinch and sends them on their way. Who does that?
So insulting.
It's disgusting. Shame on you, Roberto. Chin pinch. So then Chad, who by far, I mean, look, on a show with hardly any like real personalities, I mean, you've got a couple of screeching queens out there, but other than that, there's not a whole lot of personality on this show. None. But you can see this crazy ass Chad. He looks nuts. He just looks crazy. Nuts.
Yeah, he does.
He's the one with like, he could be 50 or he could be 20. Like, you don't know because he's already mangled his face so much.
Right.
But he takes Roberto aside. He's like, can we have a second? Because, like, I need a moment. And he's like, okay, let us see to the most romantic straw sex swing from Pier 1 week. Robert couldn't even fit in there. I'm so comfortable with the Chad. I was like, no, you're not.
You know those ride that you have at carnivals? Where it's shaped exactly like that, and you sit in it, and then they spin around.
Yeah, the scrambler.
Yeah, but the scrambler is, but it's like that, but it's with those, but they're those looks exactly like those chairs. They're kind of round.
Yeah, but it moves like the teacups at Disneyland.
Yes, exactly, and they turn around. Yeah,
yeah, it's that's like that, those, but like cheap.
It's like they're squeezed into one of those.
Yes, it's like the El Paso version of that ride.
Yeah, yeah,
like a straw chair on wheels. Some little kid is spinning around.
But we can talk. But we are so close. I must put my hand on your leg.
Yes. Like, this is so romantic. Oh, I have a splinter in my left butt cheek. Do not touch it! Chad is like, yeah, like, I just wanted to say, I feel like we're really progressing. I want to take it slow. And that's how I know. You know, like, I want to masturbate to him outside instead of in the kitchen. That's progress.
I love how he's doing this. It's such a gross, fake, coy thing where he's like, I just don't feel this vulnerable with everybody, except when I'm drunk and waving my dick around and trying to get people to go to the pool room. Besides that, I have so much trouble being vulnerable.
I have vulnerable walls up. Okay, he's just saying, oh, and then he does the girl thing. Oh, this is such a ploy. He's like, you know, I'm just scared. And he's like, why are you scared? Chin pinch, chin pinch. Why? Por qué are you scared? You've had 5 facelifts. What can be more painful than this, my little cherry picker? And he's like, well, I just don't want to get hurt. I'm afraid of getting hurt.
I'm scared to get hurt. You're not going to hurt me, are you?
He's like, no, I would make out with you. He's like so turned on by needy, sappy men. He just basically want a bottom for him.
See, now I disagree. But now I'm feeling like I could be completely wrong in my instincts. But I feel like he's hating him. I feel like he's sitting there and the body language again is like kind of pulled away. And, like, he sometimes when you see him kissing people, it's like he seems grossed out, but, like, he feels like he has, you know, it's that thing where they're trying to kiss you and you just kind of go, like, okay.
Yeah, like the most, kiss. Like, the least professional whore ever invented. Like,
exactly. Well, the Julia Roberts, as you brought up before,
oh,
like,
that's
you know,
true, yeah.
Blowjob, but it doesn't want to kiss you.
Yeah. He's like, I would feel more comfortable with both of my hands on both of your ears. Can we do that? Yeah.
His body, I felt like his body language was pulled away as much as you can be in that potato bug chair.
But then he was
Chad
like,
Chad was like feeling it.
But then they like kissed more open mouthy than Robert's used to doing. And then Chad like looked at it. He did that bachelor thing where you pull the face back and then you look and then you go back in for more. And so then he open mouthed him some more. And then Robert pulled away and he's like, you are such a sexy man. It's like, ew, you're in dad jeans.
Yep. But speaking of that, we missed a big part.
Uh-oh.
Before the Chad thing happened, Roberto pulled Paul aside, which is very surprising that of what happens later, because I felt like Robert was after Paul. Remember, he pulls him aside. He's like, let's go brew some coffee.
Let us go clean some counters together on the inside.
Paul was like, well, I mean, there's already coffee brewed, but I mean, if you want to go in there and see how much is left, I guess we could do that. I brewed the coffee this morning, so I'm pretty sure that there was plenty. But I mean, Robert's like, come on, Paul, come with me. He's like, oh, okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'll come with you. I just tried to be perfect and make sure the coffee was perfect, but I guess maybe it wasn't, so I'll come with you.
You know what they say, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And then Robbie does his OTF where he's like, girl, I guess Robert wants to go talk to Paul, but he's boring. Like, I guess he's like a sweet old man.
I just can't with him. Just can't, girl. Girl, I just can't with him. I cannot.
But here's what I was thinking during that part. I was like, but yes, he's an old, boring man, but so's Robert. Because truthfully, Robert has probably 20 years on Robbie. Robbie goes out clubbing, I feel like Paul and Roberto, are going to be walking their shih tzus around WeHo and having a great life.
Yeah, like, I think Roberto knows. I think Roberto knows just from looking at his PayPal tips that it's time to turn into a sweater gay. So I think he sees Paul as his tame gay future.
Yeah.
But then he knows he can still get ass from like dum-dums like Chad. I mean, I don't know why that's the mark. But I think he's like, wait a minute. I can still get younger ass. What am I doing? Why am I wearing dad jeans to flirt with a man over cleaning counters?
That's
and
true.
Paul's like taking no cues at all. He's like, well, glad you pulled me aside. Woof. You know what? I like math. How about you?
I know. It's
algebra
so true.
Or geometry? What was your favorite? Tell me the truth. I know you probably have me pegged as more of a literature person, which is true. I liked reading between geometry and algebra. How about you, Robert? He's like, oh, God. Even my penis is bored with this man, but I'm trying so hard.
Yeah, Paul's like, well, you know, the thing about me is I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And then Robert's like, well, why do you think that is? And he's like, well, you know, probably because my fiance died. So no, he didn't actually say that.
I was proud of him for not saying it, because I was waiting and he didn't. But I was waiting. I was like, don't do it.
He did. He did pull out well, I think it has to do with when I was a child. There was that. And then I started glazing over.
Get over it. You're 40.
My childhood, blah, 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 blah. When I was a kid, blah, blah. Vulnerable.
Vulnerables.
Yeah.
So this is when he takes Dylan aside. I was wondering why I didn't have notes for that. So then he takes Dylan. We've already talked about that, but right when he takes Dylan aside, he goes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I went out of order.
Yeah.
Then he takes Dylan aside and they show a shot of empty floaties in a pool. And I was like, well, at least the editors are on the mark. Jeez. At least they're actually watching this show while they tape it. And
exactly.
Then he gives him the chin pinch. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
so now Lance's eyebrows into
Yeah, then Chad.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about Chad, though. Remember?
Yeah. So that was Chad, Dylan. Okay. And then...
So now Lance's eyebrows. He's like, guys, guess what? I'm in the living room. My eyebrows are in here. What do you think of that? Guys, what do you think of that? I'm in a living room. Is the room alive? I don't know. Apparently I am, because I'm in a room that's alive. It's living. You're like, oh, geez. And Brandon, your favorite, is like, oh, wow, look, it's Lance to make a stance. It's like,
he did not say that, did he?
He did.
Oh, God.
It's like, we get it, you're gay. Brandon. Okay, we believe that you're gay. You don't have to rhyme things. Okay, but thank you for trying.
Yeah. So then Lance Bass is like, okay, all right, here's what's going to happen. It's so crazy, you guys, but the editors stayed up for like 3 days and three nights coming up with this, okay? But here's what it is. You guys ready? You feeling vulnerable? Because here's what's going to happen. Okay, all right, you ready? Robert's going to pick three guys. Okay, you with me so far? One is going to be for appetizers, one for dinner, and one for dessert. And then they all freak the fuck out.
Like, dinner! Who eats three courses? Oh my God, Delta Burke on a skateboard!
Oh my God.
I love senseless gay sayings. Lance to make a stance.
Oh, so they act like this is like the craziest fucking thing that's ever happened on a dating show ever. It's like, okay, guys, what this means is he's going to spend like 20 minutes with each of you.
While he's like really wanting to fuck the waiter. Like, who are we kidding? Like, exactly. We've all been on this date.
Yeah.
So Robbie, I just love how Lance is talking. Like, one of his eyebrows is all the way up in his head. He's like, Robbie is going to be the appetizer. And then Robbie does that Miss America thing where he's giving answers to questions no one's asking. He's like, I'm the appetizer because I'm fun, light, flirty, and I'm going to leave him wanting more.
This is the thing that kills me, and this is horrible. But of all the people on the show, I feel like it's pretty funny that they don't actually go to a restaurant. And the reason, two reasons. One is I can't imagine that Robert wants to be seen with many of these guys, like out at a restaurant. It's just they're so poorly suited for him. I mean, obviously the money, it just makes the show seem so cheap. It's like, so your date is just, you're just sitting at the same, at the house, like in the study, having an appetizer. Like, you can't even afford to take them to a fucking restaurant. Like, it's pathetic.
All three courses are a slice of Domino's.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Robert was probably happy. He's probably like, what am I going to do with Robbie, like, out at, you know, Chipotle with people watching?
It would be. They were not at a restaurant? I thought they were at a restaurant. I'm so dumb.
I don't think so.
I thought they were out somewhere. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to see what they order at the restaurant.
They were all by themselves.
Yeah, they were by themselves, but I think they were driven up at different times because remember when Paul was like, well, I'm so excited, mostly because I get to go to a restaurant. I've wanted a restaurant so badly. I would love a glass of Chablis and possibly a low-fat steak, maybe some boiled potatoes. Oh, I hope they have some cumin for those potatoes. Light butter, margarine. You'd think it's unhealthy, but it's actually delicious and good for your heart. Delicious.
I totally reinterpreted his order to be the early bird special at Applebee's. You have filet. I just want a nice filet of sole and a nice cup of Senka.
A filet of sole. That's the saddest filet ever.
Early bird special.
That's what you get at Trader Joe's for like $2 frozen. And then you thaw it out, and it's like just a slimy booger. Like,
the worst.
What do I do with this? So Robbie was, you look at you, handsome. Look at you, handsome. You are so handsome.
Oh! Let me smell your beard.
His beard smells so good. It smells like Noxzema, a little man. I love it. I can smell it all day. He's like, oh, I love the taste of your makeup on my lips as I kiss your cheek.
So to me, and again, maybe I'm wrong, but I just felt like Roberto was grossed out. Was just like, oh, stop trying to touch me and kiss. I feel like he doesn't like to be touched.
Well, yeah.
I just feel like he's wincing whenever they're trying to be like physical with him. He's trying to get away from them.
Because it's just like grody, especially since they started it. They started off the season with him pretending to be one of them. And really nobody was that interested. They were looking at him like, oh, God, there's the hot one. Gee, that's awesome. This is a fucking huge, ripped muscle guy. Great. And then they found out he was Prince Charming, and they're like, oh, God, hello. Hello, Easy Rider. Hi.
Yes.
So he's like, you're all gross and you only like me because I'm the star of this show and you don't know that I have $5. So if we're going to have an interesting conversation and you want me to fuck you, tell me about how much money you make. Okay. How big is your house? Do you own or do you rent? Like, I'm trying to get a boner here, people.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it comes across though. So then it just feels disingenuous in even more of a way than The Bachelor. But it's fine. I just think it's also kind of funny that he's like, yeah, I don't really like you. But with some of them, I feel like he's being fake.
Yeah, well, with Robbie, the kiss of death is when a man is like, you are so funny.
Yes.
When did you get to be so funny?
Yeah, and like, Robbie has no idea that he's being insulted. He's just like, well. I mean, I can be serious when I want to. I mean, I'm just like, that's just me.
I'm not funny. I'm just really gay. Really gay.
He's like, it's so weird because I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, this is just my personality.
And then Robert, people with no sense of humor always say this. Sometimes people use the humor because they are guarded and they cannot feel things. What is wrong with you? Why do you need humor? Do blah, blah, blah. Hey, how about you get a fucking sense of humor? Okay, ass.
Yeah. He's like, what are these jokes that you enjoy telling? Do you like this is like sarcasm? I don't understand.
Meanwhile, the only thing he's ever talked about to anybody is like, I love to work out early in the morning. Okay. Yeah, you need a little humor in your life, okay?
Yeah, he's also one of those guys that's like, you know, I'm so serious. I do need somebody who's fun. Now I sound like I'm from Transylvania. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm the Dracula.
I need the man with bowls so I can pour my chocula into it. Woo-ha-ha!
But he's like either, I like a man who is funny so that I can feel some humor. But then he's like, but not too funny. Because I like to be serious. I'm very serious.
I like funny, but I do not like tasting Clairol on your cheek. Do you understand what I'm saying, little gay person?
But if you're going to be funny, how can you be vulnerable at the same time? That is your challenge.
No sense of humor. Yeah. But I did like Robbie's answer. He's like, actually, no, I do not use my humor as a wall, and I'm not insecure. I actually use it to make other people feel less insecure. So there, yeah. Roberto, me.
There, you fucking asshole.
I love his answer. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
I just wrote, dull idiots are threatened by funny people. Sucker. Yeah. So he's like, well, it was wonderful to talk to you. But I have to continue on to two course.
Yes. I will see you in the friend zone.
Yeah. It was really kind of offensive how he said it. He's like, I have to continue on to my main course. And he's like, revolting.
Yeah.
Robert's
but
like.
But when Robbie was going in to kiss him, I really did feel like Robert was like, ugh, gross.
Well, mostly it's just that white line around his lips from, like, covering when he's tanning. I imagine that Robbie, like, cuts out a perfect little piece of tape and then tapes himself off like he's painting the bathroom and he doesn't want to get paint on the, you know, the windowsill or whatever.
Right.
It's like he does that on his lip. I don't know. Robbie's so cute, though. He deserves better. So get out of there.
Yeah.
And Robert's like, I love his Tweety Bird shorts, but I will never fuck him. Next.
Yeah, that's what was happening. He was like, I'll never, ever in a million years fuck this guy.
Yeah.
But sure enough, Robbie comes back like, oh, guys, you better pack your bags because I'm it.
I have a little Old Spice on my cheek.
Do you think that he really thought it went fantastic?
Yeah, because they all do. They all come home like we're getting married. They all think it's good, and they think if he gives them a kiss that they won, you know?
Yeah.
And he did get like a little kiss or whatever. And he brings over leftovers. He's like, enjoy my leftovers.
Bitches! I don't feel like he did get a kiss, though. I feel like he went in to kiss Robert, and Robert pushed him away.
Yeah, he got a little kiss, but yeah, he also got a push off. And then he did learn a lesson, though, which is rare on these shows. He says, I learned that funniness puts you into the friend zone. Also, purple eyeshadow, possibly. And short shorts with a suit jacket.
Did he say that?
No. Oh. He just said, I learned that humor puts you into the friend
zone. Yeah, no, that's the part I was wondering if he really said, because I thought he really thought that they had a great romantic time.
No, he was just like, I need to be less hilarious and more manly. I'm going to be a top. Oh. There's a goal.
It's like, no, Robbie, be you. Just don't be with that guy.
Yeah, I think people see Roberto and they see the bulge in his pants, like through his dad jeans, and they're like, that's a top. But I think he's a versatile, and so he can't have just a bottom. He needs, like, a verse, you know?
Right.
So, this is a house of bottoms, let's be honest. He doesn't seem to be too turned on by anybody.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, they're not, like, he's not going to be with a Robbie type.
Or any of them. It's like a house of bottoms, girl. So, Justin, the lesbian, is like, yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed my sloppy seconds. I was like, that joke is like sloppy fifths. Please give it up. Please. And Paul is like, well, I'm jealous because, like, I don't know what it's like to kiss a lesbian, you know? Like, I kissed Robert, and that's like kissing a lesbian by proxy. And it's like, I don't even know how to deal with that.
Yeah, not only that, but he said the same thing on the last episode. He was like, I've never felt jealous before. This is the first time I've ever felt jealous. Well, you can't have a first time 4 times in a row.
Well, today he did specify, at least during some parts, he's like, this is the worst that I've ever felt during this entire process. It's like, you guys have been on this set for 3 days. It's like each meal time, they're like, all right, kick off a bottom, Robert. Like, all right. It's like taking a nap in a van. I'm back with some cereal. So next, the main course is dead-eyed, bleach-toothed Eric.
What do
you think of this guy? We got more of him this week. What are your generals?
Yeah, we didn't get to dessert. I think that he is like all the guys on that, what's that real estate show?
Yes, that $1 million listing show?
Yes, he's like that.
Yeah.
He's not real. He has no real personality in my mind. He's just, he's cute in kind of like a print ad sort of way. But there's no personality there, really.
He seems like he's like super boring and has nothing to say. And you know what that means with the queen. Their personality comes out when they're pissed. Like, I'll bet when he's mad, he's like, fuck you, Robert! I'll bet he turns into, like, crazy, like, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, like, throwing glasses at your head and shit. Because otherwise, he's got nothing.
Nothing.
So they, Robert, of course, does not care. He just wants to basically fuck somebody really bad at this point. So he's like, I like this guy, totally hot, can put his ankles behind his head, I'm in. And he asks him, what are things you cannot deal with in a relationship? And Eric's like, no open relationship. And it's very common amongst gay people. And you just see Roberto like, oh God, I'm going to have to lie. And I'm so turned on by that.
Yeah.
It doesn't count when I'm at work, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Porn doesn't count.
Yeah, that's just work.
That's called my job, bitch.
Exactly. So they start talking.
You're not going to get jealous of my work, are you?
I'm addicted separate. To work. I'm addicted to my work. It is not cheating if I swallow while I'm on the clock, right?
You are such a fussy, fussy man. It's just my job. Get over it. All right. So, yeah.
They basically talk about how he wants someone like his parents because my dad would write love notes to my mom. And Eric's like, yeah, my dad used to come up behind my mom with a knife, be like, listen, bitch, where's my meat? He's like, really? No. He just would come up behind her. It was really weird. He's like, we have so much in common. And Eric goes, we do?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
He's like, yes. Why would you think no? He's like, I don't know. I just like when I'm with you, I feel lost. Like, you don't, that doesn't sound like a compliment. It's just like, well,
every single one of these guys is so fucking needy. It's like he is. Robert's trying, but you're right. They're just too needy. It's not going to be his type.
Yeah, they're needy, and he's not. He's just like, I want to fuck you. Like, I told you my dad writes my mom notes. That means I want to fuck you. What do you not get about that? He's right. Like, really? Like, what do we have in common? Like, what? Yeah, you're expecting this hoe to make a list? Get out of here.
He's lube like, up. He's like, I mean, I could do your hair or whatever because, you know, I'm a hairdresser. And you have hair. So, yeah, okay, I guess we do have stuff in common.
But you know that Robert really wants to fuck him because he's like, why don't we only have half of the fish eat? Because, like, when you're on a dinner date and a guy's like, okay, be sure to only eat half your fish, that means they want to top you right then and there.
Right.
You don't want a full stomach. So I was like, oh, my God, he's in love. This is the sign.
Except these two didn't even kiss.
No, because Eric is doing the girl move of why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free, where he's like, my milk is not free, so you get a hug until I get a corsage, which in the straight world would mean a proposal or something.
But did it even seem like he was going in for a kiss?
It felt like Robert was
holding out.
Yeah, he did? I think he would have, because he just said, here's half a fish, and he said, we have so much in common. Like, he was making an effort, which is rare for him, and then he, like, went in, and Eric was like, okay, pat on the back.
Right.
And also, he told him that story, like, who does this on a date? He's like, well, my last boyfriend, like, he was the one who wanted to break up. I wanted to keep working on it. I mean, I just wanted to, like, keep going. And he was like, no. Like, he was out of it. And
Robert's
are you over it?
Ew. He's like, oh. He was like, I've been trying to break up with you. I've tried so many times. You're not getting the message. He's like, yeah, he just kept trying to tell me, like, you're not getting it. I don't want to go out with you anymore. And he's right. I wasn't getting it.
Yeah. He's like, I just want to make it work with somebody who doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Robert's oh, yes, boner. Boner down.
Yeah. He's like, but I think it's great that I'm feeling so vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
That I can, like, tell you all these stories about other stories, about other examples of my vulnerability.
I feel so safe. LOL. You feel safe. Yeah. The man didn't even let you finish a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it is time for dessert. Horchata.
Just kidding. So, Robert... So this is Brandon, his dessert. And Robert's like,
I am so happy to see Brandon because I asked him to show me some initiative and then he sold us his sobriety. And I knew he was in this for the walls down.
He was so, his walls were so far down that he even had a drink to celebrate.
Cheers to this, Brandon. And poor Brandon is in some linen coat that's been shoved in his duffel bag. He looks cray cray. He's so cute. I like him, but he looks like a mess.
Crazy though. He does look like a mess.
And Robert's like, I am still wearing your
sobriety necklace, and I'm on my fifth martini. So yeah. Welcome to set.
He's like, tell me about this sobriety. What is this? What does this word mean? Sobriety. Does it mean you are being feeling very serious? Because I like serious. I don't like funny. He's like, no, well, I just don't drink because I was homeless and like it was the worst time of my life. Oh, wait a minute. You don't drink. Well, are you willing to rethink that? Because I must be with a man who, okay. Yeah, that's no problem.
You're okay with coke, right?
Well, actually, that's what got me homeless. It was like that was my big one. Cocaine. God, I loved cocaine. Longest relationship I ever had. Like, really? That was my commitment. I love when you talk to addicts who are, you can tell when an addict is kind of new. I don't know how long he's been sober, but he seems new. Because new sober people are usually like, oh, God. There was this one time, I mean, I was being gangbanged in a bar like Jodie Foster, but I loved it. Like, it was crazy. I didn't even feel it. The next day I woke up all sloppy and I was like, oh, maybe I should have another drink. Maybe do some coke, you know? Yeah. God, those were the days. That was crazy. Like, they're just admitting too much. Yeah. You know?
He's like, but, you know, I mean, I don't even really come to think of it, think I have a problem. I mean, I could really kind of stop anytime I want. I mean, a lot of people were kind of pressuring me, like, to stop. So I did for them. But, like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to do coke. What about meth? Now,
well, that's different. Yeah, yeah. It's different. Totally different chemical compound, you know.
Yeah. So I'd give that a go. Do you have any?
Hey, I never said I was not addicted to trying new things and exploring the world. Like, oh, yes, a traveler. I love it.
That's so mean, and I love it. But yeah, Brandon did kind of say that. He's like, well, you know, alcohol. I mean, I'm indifferent to it. I don't mind being around it. Oh, yeah. I just used it to cope with life, you know. It was just a tool. And now life is great. You know, life isn't great anymore, you know, and I need something to cope. Okay, maybe it'll come knocking back at my door and I'll say, hi, welcome home.
You know when you want to write something, and you use like a pencil to cope? It was kinda like that. It was just a tool. You know, I mean, if I had like my computer, I wouldn't have needed that tool. You know, I could have just written it in my phone, but I didn't. So I used that tool.
Yeah.
So
it was like a Band-Aid. It's like if you get cut, you put on a Band-Aid. And if you don't get cut, you don't need a Band-Aid. And he's like, well, here's to a life of never, ever getting cut again. I'm like, yeah, that's what I say. Just stay happy and you'll be fine. Like,
yeah.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. I see bad days in your future. It's like, God damn it, I got a flat tire! Turning into Sam. And then Brandon says, well, it's just great to be able to share. I'm like, girl, you know you share everywhere you go. You cannot stop sharing. Stop sharing. And then Robert's like, the ability to speak about it. It's so wonderful. Tell me about being homeless again. Oh, what was it like when you were kicked out of your... I was like, please do not get him started on this shit.
I honestly was confused by... I was like, is this what he does for a living? Is he talking about his, like, speaking engagements? Like, he was talking about dinner conversation. Like, it's so great that you can come to a dinner and talk to me about it. But it was like the ability to speak. Like, he's just like, oh, I love that you go from place to place and tell everyone your amazing story.
I love when your mouth opens and closes. Now let us do it on my penis. Please. You need a drink of my sperm. And I'm willing to give it to you because you are such a good person.
And yeah, I think Robert was finally like, yeah, I can fuck him. So he's like, I like you. So he started with the, when did you come out? And, Brandon did. He's like, so when did you come out? And I was like, uh-oh, here's his segue into his, I was kicked out, then my brother was kicked out, then I was homeless, then we were all homeless, and then blah blah blah. I thought he was gonna start that again because he's like obsessed with his pain,
right?
But instead Robert was like, I came out when I was 17. I was very lucky. Everybody loved it. They were like, oh, you are the most gorgeous faggot we've ever seen. My lesbian aunt held her arms, and lesbians hate the gays. My uncle died of happiness because he was so gay. He was so happy that the penis torch was passed. I even have gay genes there in my family.
Gay.
We came out gay.
I actually was born a triplet. We all marched in our first parade out of a vagina. We all looked behind us and said, disgusting. Please put the milk into a bottle. We will not touch that. And our mother said, oh, ho, ho.
Brandon's like, wow, thanks for killing my homeless teen story. I have, like, nothing to say now.
I'm so glad that you noticed that. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you have no sense of who you're talking to. You're like, everybody loved it, darling. Oh, the mayor, they every year they celebrate my gayness in my hometown. They do a parade. They call it a Roberto Pride parade. They're just proud of my pride.
Roberto Pride.
And Roberto's uncle and Roberto's aunt. They have so much pride, they celebrate.
I had cousins that were not gay until I said, I'm gay. Then they all became gay just because they were so happy with my gayness. We are all gay.
Brandon's just crying.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Is there anything left in your drink? He's like, please, please, have a sip.
He's like, the funny thing about that sobriety necklace is it's a dog tag, and it's actually really good to cut coke with. So can I have it back? That'd be great. That's mean. But yeah, I did think Brandon was kind of thinking like, okay, I'm about to launch into my story. And Robert's like, it's wonderful being gay.
It's
He's like, damn
best.
It. So then this is kind of the kiss of death, because Robert's like, would you say we have chemistry? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, why? Why do you think this? And he's like, well, butterflies. I needed to know that I could get butterflies again. Which also means, like, he's been sober for a week.
Right.
He's like, can I still feel? Oh, I can. I can. Basically, what he's saying is, look, it's either you're my last chance. My hairline's about to erode. I'm stuck with a can of spray on hair and a Grindr premium subscription. Like, let's just make this happen. Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Robert's like, I felt chemistry and be at so much in common with Eric for no reason. With you, I feel nothing.
I love that at Christmas time, we will not have to go see your family. Just mine to celebrate my Christmas gaydom.
Like, okay, let's make out.
Yeah.
So the next day, Paul is like, my goal today is to show that I can be easygoing and fun and playful. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
He's like, Robert really wants to see my fun side. So my goal today is to show that to him. I'm going to create one.
It's called Argyle.
Out of a book of matches. I'm going to be like the MacGyver of personality traits. I'm going to get like an old seltzer water, some matches, and a chapstick that I found in a drawer, and I'm going to create a fun personality.
Squint, squint, frown, smile, frown, smile.
He's like, are you guys ready? Can I test my fun side on you guys? They're like, no. He's
good,
like,
good, because it hurt. It really hurt. I was trying, but it was hurting me.
Yeah. He's so, like, I'm so ready for this. I can't wait. I've been really vulnerable, like, all morning just to myself in the mirror to practice that. But, like, this fun side thing is going to be, like, phenomenal.
Strength training.
Yeah. So, wait. So, then does Lance tell them? Or does he just show up and go, the Rusty? Oh, no, 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 no. We forgot about Dylan. You guys! Oh, my God! Date card! You guys! You guys! Hold everybody! I found something outside! You guys! You guys! It's a date card!
And Justin, the lesbian, was like, yeah, on this show, you need to expect the unexpected. I was like, that's Big Brother, okay? I know they probably left around their underwear because you filmed like a week later, but Big Brother is even classier than this show. Don't even bring it up.
So, yeah. The date card says that Paul, Chad, Dylan, and Justin are going to go work out with Robert.
Gross. And Robert's like, I like to wake up early and to work out. I was like, you sound fucking terrible. Every time you open up your mouth, you get more awful.
Yeah. And he said the most ridiculous. He's like, yeah, I had appetizer, dinner, and dessert. So now I must burn it off. Stop being such a chick. This is the eating disorder territory.
Well, hello. It's called willpower.
I ate an extra 200 calories. Mm. So I must work it off.
There's no such thing as an eating disorder in Los Angeles, all right?
That's true.
It's called willpower. It's called goal setting.
Yes.
Right. So they go to the gym and they do the gayest exercises ever. The trainer guy's like, run forward, run backwards.
By the way, the trainer was the cutest guy there.
The trainer was cute. And the only one with a job, probably.
Exactly.
So they were being all gay and fun. And Robert was like, the lesbian is having so much fun doing the workout. I like that. I like when people have a good time doing the exercise early in the day. And poor Paul was over there like, oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, this is horrible.
So then Ellen DeGeneres starts saying, yeah, it's weird. Like, he's not having fun, which is, like, weird.
Who does? But you're working out. Gross. And then Paul goes, well, I'm not used to sweating when I work out. I said, why? What kind of workout do you do? And he goes, I do strength training, but my trainer brings me chilled towels so that I don't sweat.
Okay, so that was weird, and I felt like he was making something up.
No, he was not making that up. He was being totally... He was being totally honest, which I can't believe didn't turn Robert on, because this guy is obviously the only one with money, okay? He owns his own business. He doesn't even want to lay on the ground, like the mat. They did this, like, sit-up flirting thing, and Dylan is just too much. He's trying too hard. Like, he doesn't even care about the other person.
He's like, I'm going to fix your hair every time. He's like, is my hair okay? He's like, I'm going to fix it every time you come up.
Yeah, it's like, that's cute the first couple of times, but you're literally going to pull out his hairline, crazy pants. Go out somewhere else, you fucking nutcase. So then Paul gets his turn, and this time Paul's doing the sit-up, and Roberto is holding his ankles, and he's like, you can put your head down on the mat. Put it down! Put your head down! He's like, oh. Like, even being on the mat is just disgusting, Paul. I was dying.
Yeah, and he's like, you're going to have a lot more fucking fun if you're going to want to go out with me. He's like, this is my fun personality, though.
I just want you to be yourself. Well, he is being himself. Like, why do you keep saying he's not being himself?
I know.
It's so offensive. Like, he is being himself. He's, like, not wanting to lay on the ground. He doesn't want to work out. How many times does he have to tell you what he likes?
Yeah.
For you to know who he is. He's told you who he is. You're the one who's not telling anybody who you are.
Exactly.
You're the one not giving any kind of clues to yourself. And then you're making this guy feel like he's not being true to himself because he's not somebody that you like. Fuck you. Everybody's goal isn't to make you like them. Okay, asshole.
So true. Preach, Ronnie.
I hate that in people. It's like, just be yourself. You don't need to be so serious all the time. He is being himself, ass. Read a book.
Yeah, he's self-conscious. He told you that.
He doesn't want to lay on some dirty ass mat in some gross ass poor person gym, okay?
Yeah,
probably owns his own gym. He's dropped there in a helicopter with his little squinty frown smile.
Exactly. And he's having to pretend that, like, Chad's not a fucking idiot jumping up and down on the monkey bars and scooting up a rope.
God. Robert's keeping that fool around because he's got an Adderall prescription. Let's be honest. I mean, that guy's a maniac.
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah, drugs.
Yeah.
He's, like, coked out all over that place. He's climbing the rope, swinging from the bars, doing cartwheels, you know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But then he's, like, so self-satisfied.
Yeah.
Dylan and Chad are both like, we really like this kind of stuff. We like being covered with sweat and showing off. And Paul's like, I mean, it's fine or whatever, but I just don't. It's not really my thing.
We really like spending 2 hours a day making ourselves fuckable to other people so that we don't have to develop actual personality or any intellectual skills. Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. So at this point, I've turned on Robert myself.
Robert. Me too. I wish that Paul had just said, I am being myself. And if you really want me to be myself, you'll get me a chilled towel. Okay? Because I don't work out like this. This is
disgusting.
I know
he has to be afraid of coming off as negative all the time.
Yeah, you are negative.
It couldn't
negative.
Have been
so
a
what?
Fun experience. Yeah.
So what? Most gays like wearing sweaters when we're 40 and walking through malls and just talking about how awful everybody around us is. It's who we are. Okay.
Okay. I have to bring up something that it reminds me of from The Real Housewives of New York. Remember when Heather, who you know I always loved, I know, hey, mama. But remember when they had to go, when Kristen wanted to go geocaching?
Yes.
Or whatever. And Heather was just like, I just don't want to. Like, it just doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
And Kristen just like lost her mind because she was like, why can't they just do so? I mean, why can't, it's fun. Like, it's fucking fun, and I just want her to try it. And Heather was like, I just, it just doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah, she's like, that's gross.
And then she got in so much trouble for that. Like, she's not being a team player. I was so team Heather on that. Like, yeah, she's like, that's just fucking boring, and I don't feel like doing it. You can do it. Go do it if you want to. Nothing, everything doesn't have to be like, yeah, I can't wait to pretend that I'm into that. That's what I felt like this was like. Like, Paul has to pretend that this is, like, the most fun he's ever had. Listen, he's like, I go to the fucking gym. Clearly, I do work out. So it's not like I don't want to work. I just don't want to do this workout.
He was hilarious. He's like, well, I do core training, but I just do it to look good. Like, I just do, like, the least amount to get the biggest packs.
Yeah, okay? Which so, I relate.
I mean, that sounds good to me. And then the lesbian's like, oh, well, too bad. He doesn't enjoy working out. Good for you for doing something that you don't even enjoy.
Yeah.
As if you're not all doing that to get dick in your buttholes. Like, please. Like, anybody's going because it's, like, the most fun thing they ever did. Okay? Take a guitar lesson. Okay? Learn to cook.
Well, I completely related to Paul on this because the note that he doesn't do abs. So a long time ago, I just kind of decided that my stomach is flat enough with it. And I, you know, sure. Could I do a lot of abs? I could. But for what gain? Like, exactly. So they look a little bit better. Like, my abs honestly look fine. I'm not craving.
I love that. That's so rare to hear.
So in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend the time doing, like, it's easiest to just do my cardio. Work out. It makes me feel good. And I do some arms because my arms look terrible. But my point is, like, yeah, who cares? I decided I don't do abs. So I totally, they were all acted like he, you know, was plotting with Putin when he goes, yeah, I don't really do abs. They were like, what? What? Like, no one could believe it.
Like, that he would even admit it. And then yeah. When he was doing the sit-ups and Robert's like, be yourself, do a crunch. He like put his fingers in his own abs and he's like, ooh, look, I'm doing it. I'm expanding my world by doing a crunch. So I was like, this show is so fucking crazy. I'm doing this for Robert.
Yeah. Well, now we know what his challenge will be on Fear Factor.
Oh, God. He's like, well, I showed him I'm willing to be vulnerable and put my head on a dirty mat for 5 seconds at a time. 5 second rule. So Lance,
at this point, you can see, and at this point, you can kind of see, sadly, that Robert's done. Robert's like out.
Yeah. Robert like kind of lost his cool with him during the crunch. So fuck him. So yeah. Lance's eyebrows come in and he interviews. He's like, well, you know, on hole number three, you seem to be doing pretty. This is not a sport, stupid. Shut up. So Robert is saying Eric and Brendan's dates were very profound. It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in a Ross Dress for Less chair right now. Shut up.
Yeah. During the parts that I guess they didn't show. They were profound.
Yeah. He's always trying to, like, come off as Hugh Hefa.
Yeah.
Like, in his, like, ties. Like, where is the fireplace? Paul wants to be perfect. He's like, Paul, you know, he's too perfect. He should empower himself with his flaws.
He's like, I am still physically attracted to him. But he is acting all perfect.
Yeah. I'd fuck him, but that's the only time I need a tight ass.
He's like, Robbie? I'm not sure. He's still in the friend zone.
Yes. He's gayer than any gay pride parade thrown for me on Christmas time around the fire with my family. Dylan, he's like, well, Dylan didn't cut anybody's throat, so yay.
Yeah. So then they start the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks it down, then they go right to the ceremony.
They ask Chad. Right? So, off camera, they ask him, and he goes, why would he take my tie tonight? That's crazy. Why would he take my tie?
There'd be Chad's no reason. Crazy. Yeah. And Robbie's like, I mean, we had a really good time, but then, you know, I mean, I guess you just never know. I mean, and given the fact that you never really know, I guess it's possible that I could go home.
Chad, he tells Chad, he's like, oh, you are a goofball, which means you have the Adderall. You can stay till the end. Crazy face.
So first he brings out Brandon. Or is that the part you already talked? Then he's actually doing the ceremony. He's like, it was amazing how vulnerable you were. Keep it.
And Brandon's like, you're still wearing my necklace.
Yeah. And then Chad, he's like, I think your vulnerability was wonderful. And your sincerity. And your Adderall. You may stay. Continue to wear
my necklace. Stay until your milligrams are finished.
And he's like, Eric, you are super vulnerable and amazing. Also intriguing. You may stay.
Your teeth match mine. Our teeth are compatible. I like that Paul is looking at all of this and he's doing that mom, like, he's giving that mom look like when your child is on the soccer field with one leg just failing miserably and you're just, he's giving that squint smile like he's trying to smile, but it's like squinting. And he's actually like not frowning while he smiles. He's actually smiling, but it's so tight. It's hilarious. It's like, why did you put your child in soccer? You should have known this was going to happen.
Yes, I know that. I know that smile well.
It's like, go, Peggy. Go. We believe in you. Even though you just know that Peggy's going to fail out there with her one leg.
Yep.
So Dylan is like, Dylan says the dumbest things. He's like, well, pal. I'm very confident where my heart stands. Patting. I've had feelings I've definitely never had before. Like, you've talked to him for 5 minutes, you whore.
And he hates you.
Yes.
But, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's then like, Dylan, Justin,
the lesbian.
You are so, he's like, Justin, your hair is very energetic and vulnerable. Also amazing. Did you notice he just kept giving people like you're wonderful, amazing.
The way that you combed your hair tonight, like a man, showed me that you are only a lesbian in the daytime and can occasionally be a little boy too. How vulnerable of you. Please, have the other half of Eric's fish. I've saved it. So Robbie and Paul is like, Robbie, Paul.
Come here. Come down here.
The girl and the tight ass. Come to me. And Paul's like, well, I would normally be very worried, but I did put my head on a mat for him. So, Robbie, you are so much funny. And you wear more makeup than my mother, my sister, and my first girlfriend that I had before I came out of the closet, who then became a lesbian just because she loved my gayness so much.
Yes. So, I see that you are fun and vulnerable and not serious.
So, did you love...
That pleases me. But,
I
feel that we are in the friend zone. Paul!
Friend zone!
Paul, you are the first guy I saw. And also, dare I say, the most vulnerable. But you are too perfect. Robbie?
And Paul goes, I'm flawed too. I've got flaws. For example, I put my head on a mat this morning. That was a huge flaw. Now my head feels dirty. Like, still feels dirty. Took a shower, still feels dirty. That's a flaw.
He's like, Paul, that is not a flaw. That is a workout. Well, it felt like a flaw to me. That is your problem.
I have not seen a flaw. Your flaw is that you have no flaw, which is the flaw, but flawless. Goodbye. It's like, what? Okay, this guy's such an asshole. He's saying, just be yourself, just be yourself. And then he puts Paul, who's You have to. You can say what you want about Paul, anybody out there, but Paul is himself.
Yeah.
And then Robbie, he's like, I need to see you be more serious. So you're basically asking Robbie to not be himself at all. Fuck you, dude. Right. You're an asshole.
And by the way, Robbie already told you that he is himself. He's already told you this is not put on. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, this is just me. This is how I communicate.
Yeah. One guy, he's like, you're yourself, but I don't like you because you're not yourself, so leave. And the other guy, he's like, you're totally yourself. Hate it. Please be somebody else, and you can stay for another week. Like, what the fuck, dude? Just say what you're thinking. I ain't going to fuck either one of you, but this is like an 8-week shoot. So,
right.
I mean, one of you can keep your terrible, like, little twin bed that you know is made from, like, cardboard boxes and, like, some crappy, thin IKEA dollar mattress.
Same as that chair, the potato bug chair.
It's like UPS packing material. Like, whenever they lay down on it, like, a new bubble pops.
Yes. You know,
it's like that popping material. Ah, fuck you, Robert.
So then I was going, well, what? I don't understand this show then. Because I really thought Paul was going to win.
I think that's why everybody on this show looks so confused about what's happening. They're like, how do you even win this? Like, how is this going to work? Who is this person? Is that even his real name?
Well, because you can see why there's a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I feel bad that this show doesn't even bother getting them an Uber to send them home. And it's just like, okay, stand in front of these bushes, in front of this terrible Home Depot lamp. And Paul's crying, and they're playing like crazy horror show music. It's like, ding, ding,
well,
ding,
well, they've
ding,
got that ding. Freaking Amityville Horror house. I mean, they spent like no money on lighting. So they're just like, just this weird infrared, like you're at a laser, like there's a laser tag going on inside that house.
Yeah, it's like the Blair Witch lighting. It's like only the light that's on the camera.
It's like the freaking house is talking from inside. It's like, it's hell in here. Come into the house and get sucked into the underworld.
Oh, and Paul, his exit interview thing with the light on his face. He's like, I'm squint, cry, frown, smile, smile, frown, smile, frown. It's like the backwards frown, smile.
Right.
Smile, frown, squint, squint. He's like, I'm so thankful to have him in my life for the past few weeks. And I don't know if he ever really believed it. And then the music's like, ding, 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 ding. As he walks off into the night.
Well, the thing that kills me, and this is about every single one of these shows, is every time somebody gets kicked off, their whole thing is like, I don't think that they really understood how much I wanted to stay. No, they understood. They knew you liked the listen, Robert knew that you liked him, Paul. There's no concern there. There, if you had 5 extra minutes to tell him, no, I really, really, really liked you, that would not have helped.
Yeah, if you're going to do a long-term relationship, you just have to find your match. Robert needs some other dumb hoe who wants to wake up, work out, have a little lunch, fuck, and then go to bed early after watching American Idol or whatever. That's right. What he needs. There ain't no shame in that game.
No.
There's no shame in being a dumb hoe. But you got to find another dumb hoe. You can't just be like, become a dumb hoe to be with me. No, you can't bring people down to your level. If you can't handle a man in a sweater who owns his own business and has chill towels while he works out, then enjoy being poor, okay? Enjoy it. Work the rest of your damn life.
Okay, so who's going to win?
Honestly, nobody is going to win this show. Okay, here's a good theory. Ben, my Watch What Crappens co-host partner for life, was at Ralph's the other day in Hollywood, the Rock and Roll Ralph's, which is, you know, kind of rundown city.
Robert was in there,
and he was at the Hot Bar, which is disgusting, okay? It's like the gloopy mac and cheese bar. So he was in there getting stuff. Then my neighbor, who lives right by Runyon Canyon, which is a couple blocks up from there, from that Ralph's, took a picture of Roberto at the pool. Okay, so he's right around that little area, that Runyon Canyon area in Hollywood.
Okay.
Matt, my big brother Smother podcast and friend, lives by Ben, and he gets his hair cut at Shorty's, which is a little further down by the other Ralph's. But same basic neighborhood. And Eric, Bleached by which, Teeth
by
Eric.
By the Ralphs on La Brea?
Yeah, La Brea and Fountain.
Okay.
And he got his haircut from Eric over there. So Eric is in that neighborhood. So somebody on our Facebook page said, I listen to all these podcasts and have put together all the evidence from all the different podcasts. And I'm guessing that he ends up with Eric because he's in Eric's neighborhood now all the time.
Yes, I saw that too. And then they were like, maybe they're living together. But I don't think he ended up with any of these guys, like actually dating them.
Yeah, because this is Hollywood. So it wouldn't be weird if they all lived in this neighborhood, really.
Right.
Know? But I thought that was a really interesting piece of detective work. It'll be interesting to see if it works out.
Wait, but I thought Robert lives in Atlanta. So did he move here to be famous since he got the show?
Well, we found out in last week's bonus that his charity is bogus.
He's like, right.
Get crosswalks. So I think he's here. And also, I mean, you're going to make much better money here.
With the booty, with your booty
oh,
business?
Oh, yeah. There's just way more people throwing money at, you know, but I would think.
Okay. Well, very interesting.
So we'll see. But I'm guessing it's Eric because I think Eric is the only one who's acting like marriage material. He's not acting desperate. He's looking at Robert like he's unsure of him and he would only give him a hug. And then he told him about an ex, which is a huge no-no when you're trying to get a guy to like you. And then when Robert said, we have so much in common, he's like, do we? So he's going to really make Roberto work for it, which is kind of wifey material, right?
Yeah, or at least somebody to pick on a show.
Yeah, that's true.
That he won't be afraid the guy's going to be a stalker.
But we know that Eric is actually like cutting hair actively, which means that he probably is the only other guy on the show that actually still has a job. Because he just kicked off Paul. So, you know,
right.
Robert ain't going to be with no free bitch.
No. I wonder if, does he have, like, where does he cut hair?
I think shorties. I think that's what Matt said. Shorties. Okay. I think he says, I like calling it shorties. That's so rude. Okay, well, that wraps us up, everybody. Thank you for being here. We will be back next week. Go check out our bonus episodes.
Not too many guys left.
Become a preemie over at rosepricks.com.
We give you the bonus stuff every week.
Oh, yeah. You can keep our necklace until, you know, we needed to cut up a substance. Everybody, love you. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.